Daf lamed amed alav tishiv the boyer of Hoshea hachinami dahabu kiddushay dechihechi dahasam amar lo laachashe garashich. As just like over there where he said after I divorced her, she yotzim or shuso that she left his jurisdiction, she discovered that she should get remarried to him. Hainu demila achashin nikatzatu. That's comparable to after the trees are cut, she yotzim or shes hektish that they've left the jurisdiction of hektish. The matzach lubedi, they're still going to need to be redeemed. Padinu hamaktish, the one who sanctified the kodesh nikatzatu before they were cut down, the chayzus of kedushas. And then they go back to becoming hektish. La'achar shenikdasu, after they've been cut down. The hoil, who had dishin, since he was the one who sanctified afogav, the chazur upon, even though he went and then redeemed it, the chazus v'kedushas la'achar shenikdasu, they still go back to being kadosh after they have been cut down. Padim acherim kodim shenikdasu, before they were cut down. And after the cut down, they do not become re-kodesh. The woman who has acquired herself to get on her own knowledge, the kedushin does not take effect on her. Because it's comparable to being redeemed by somebody else. The inchoises with kedushas, they do not become re-kodesh. So too, by a woman, she does not become remarried. Masis in the Mishnah. He's not going to get any benefit from those who go to the sea. He is allowed to get benefit from those who are living on the land. A person took an ender not to get benefit from those who are living on the land. He cannot get benefit from those who go to the sea. They are all well considered people who live on the land. Let's say because they're going to go leave the ocean and go back to land. Which says that those who go to the sea are included in those who are sitting on the land. We're not talking about those who go into the sea just from Akko to Yafo. It's only a distance of one day. They quickly return to land. They're still included in those who live in the land. On the land. Not like those who go to the sea who are forbidden. Daf Lamed Amud Beis. A holchin ma'akol yafu aser bovad. The only ones that are aser elafilu m'misha darkon lafarish aser. They're forbidden hoil v'sefin la'al seyabasha. Since in the end they're going to go back onto land, havel b'chol yashay yabasha. They're included in those who dwell on the land. But says in the Mishnah aser af besumin devol neschavin ze el b'misha hachama zarachas alav, because the person only had intent to the one who the sun was shining on him. Gemar v'deloy omar. Had he said that, how you mutter b'sumin, he would be permitted to get benefits from blind people. When the Amar Murei Chama, since he said Murei Chama, Masha was implying the Misha Chama Zerakas Alav, that it's talking about somebody who the sun shines on. Lafuki Dog Misha Biyam, to exclude fish in the sea, but Ubrin Shuvim Iman, and fetus is still in the uterus. She'ain Chama Roy Oison, that the sun does not shine on them. Shemutter behind that he is permitted to get benefit from them. Masis in the Mishnah. Noi de mishkri haroish also bekrachum balei sevos. The shkri haroish, because when it says shkri haroish, mashar shenedem oisin shehoyu shkri haroish. It was plainly he took a nether from those who had been with black heads, meaning black hair. Umutter benoshim afresh gemara will be explained in the gemara. Gemara the gemara. My time also bekrachum is he forbidden to get benefit from bald people. But the omer min balei seir, the ilu omer min balei seir, because they had it said from those who have here, I mean, with the bekrachim, then he would have been permitted with bold by people to get benefit from bold people. Zimni michis rishayu v'zimni miglu v'havu shkuri rosh, for the cold people with black heads, meaning black hair. I will noshim il l'michis v'sheinim shkuri herosh, that's shkuri rosh, tufus kol shah. But the one that constantly have their heads here covered with the white garments. Ketanim le'olam b'glu rishayu, klamir means to say, ihu ki nader, he, when he took a nether, a night to the gedolim nether, his intent was against adults. Behind him, these came in the lab gedolim, and since they're not adults, v'lon lehigi min hug gedolim, and they're not acting like adults act, v'hochi l'snu b'chal gedolim, therefore they're not included in adults, umut b'hen, he's permitted to get benefit from them. Masis in the Mishnah. Hanoidim in a yuludim, mashma shikfar bol le'olam, is implying that they already came to the world. Kamadus k'sev as hayuludim, mamidbar, as it says, those were born in the midbar. Mutar ben Oladin, but Oidin has Sigdin Levala, those who are going to be born in the future. Chum Oirim also Bishnami is forbidden both of them, but the oldest Chamin Zah Elo, Mikom Mishit Darkal Levala, because his intent was only, when taken in, it was for those who normally are born. Chacham the Seif, Ahayin the Tanna Kama, the Chacham the Seif and the Mishnah are, is the same opinion as the Tanna Kama. Gemara the Gemara. Rabbi Meir, the Matir Afbi alluded that he permitted them even to get benefit even with those who are born already. Veloma by Min Aladim, not mean the Motav is also permitted. Elma Man also. Kalar means to say, Im came in Manada, from who did he take an enter against? Chasir Maxer, Vachakatani, Min and Aladim, also be alluded, the Kaman Shanader, but Oisin Shasidon Levalid, since he took an enter against those who were, will be born in the future. Kol Shakincha also, Asim, but Oisin Shakvar Noldo. Certainly, he and his intent was to forbid himself to those who have already been born. Remeir says, "Afanoidim in the lodim, even if he took a nether against those who are going to be born, kihechri, etc." V'ha'al adayin afilu menashe zekeinu shel Yoshio, even menashe the grandfather of Yoshio, lo bal elam had not been born yet. When the darim halach acher loshem bnei adam, the darken shel bnei adam likos na lodim. It is normal for people to use the term noladim loisin shadayin lonodul to refer to those who haven't been born yet. V'im nader min hanoladim also for him. Therefore, if he took another against those who have not been born yet, he becomes forbidden to them. Chamo erim lonas chamin said the bein dumla noladim the bein miyaludin aser because whether they've been born or whether they haven't born already or will be born in the future, and still he's forbidden to them. Lafuki oifos v'dagum shein noladim emei ima they don't get born from their mother's womb. Elamatil nbeitzim they lay eggs and mischamim v'yotzin and then they get incubated and break out of the eggs.